This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With July in full swing, it's the height of performance review season, that wonderful time of year when employees fill out self-assessments, set their goals, and angle for a raise. We recently wrapped up our 8th Marketplace Edison research poll, and we asked workers about broaching the taboo subject of salaries with their coworkers. Only about a quarter of respondents said they had, though the practice was more common among workers under 35 and slightly more common among women. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the potential benefits and pitfalls of opening up about your paycheck.
23-year-old Stephen Redding has run into opposition when he's tried to get details about how much some of his engineering colleagues make on the offshore oil rigs where he works.
I've never, went up and, premeditated asking somebody. It's kind of frowned upon.
He's happy to volunteer his own among close colleagues and finds the information helpful.
Kind of my logic is if somebody's making more and they're the same age in the same position, I want to know why they're making more, you know, because they might have done something, they might have some other experience, got them to that position, and I could use it to advance my career.
Writer and illustrator Susie Cagle has been radically open about her pay. A few years ago, she published a newsletter detailing every dollar of freelance income she took in for a year, totaling about $39,000.
It got an interesting response, just, oh my God, you actually put all that information out there.
Since then, she says the conversation around pay has really started to pick up, with Twitter hashtags like TalkPay encouraging people to post their numbers on social media or in public Google Docs. Increasingly, pay transparency is seen as key to achieving equity for women in racial and ethnic groups who still make less than their male and white counterparts.
Absent information about where you stand, you don't really have a good grounds on which to make a case that you are being underpaid. Or even in some cases discriminated against.
Emiliano Hewitt-Vaughn is an economist at UCLA who has studied pay transparency. He's found knowing what your colleagues make can also spur greater productivity by tapping into workers' competitive instincts. But that can also create conflict, says Karen Dillon, author of the Harvard Business Review Guide to Office Politics.
It can create rivalries where there were none. It can create resentments where there were none. I think it's a very tricky thing to navigate.
She says with more workers opening up about their pay, it's important employers have fair and clearly outlined criteria for pay grades and advancement before employees take their frustrations to backroom discussions. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.